Question number one. Well, COVID-19 has affected South Africa from multiple points of views. And the one is economically, and a lot of people in the country are economically challenged. And South Africa is the most unequal country in the world. So it's just good to lend a helping hand, especially now, because it adds as an extra burden. Recently, I started a project with a friend of mine called The Viral Wellness. And basically speaking, it's just literally about spreading wellness. And we did a few campaigns for the World Health Organization. So we formed a relationship with them. And we're hoping to do much more, since it is spreading wellness. The past season was a disappointment. Even though I look and I reflect and see that my stats were okay, I just felt really, really rusty and just a bit out of place. But I realized that it was never supposed to be easy. And taking it day by day and trying to achieve my new set of goals. Question number four. Before COVID-19, during COVID-19, just before COVID-19, I had a minor injury in my groin. And so I wasn't doing much. I was just doing rehab like 2 weeks later. And now I'm healed. So I wasn't really doing much technical work, only rehab. Question number five. I think it is important as a player that you equip yourself in all facets of the game, because it allows versatility and gives the team a stronger chance of winning. And ultimately, that's what you want to do. So that's just how I feel about my cricket. Wherever I can contribute to be great. Question number six. I just think that it's passion, and everyone has their opinion. They're entitled to their own opinion. I've identified things that I have needed to identify, and then so I will address them with the people that are closest to me and who I feel should be helping me address it. Question number seven. I think that in life, everyone will always criticize you in some way, and it's important that... Question number seven. I think that it is important that you don't take what people say to heart. You'll always have a lot of critics. Not everyone will agree with what you do. But as long as you're true to yourself, that's the most important thing, because then you can grow. But what other people say about you should not affect you at all. Question number eight. I feel that it's been... this 5 years has actually gone by really quick, but there's been a huge amount of volume in terms of cricket being played, and I'm just really glad that I can get a rest. Not in the way that it has come, but getting a rest is really cool. I've really been enjoying my time, and this definitely going to it has allowed me to think about what I really want, and makes it easier to set goals and to enjoy more. Number nine, I am 150% fully committed to playing for South Africa. Question number 10, I think that, as I've said, people will always have their opinion. And yeah, it's up to you to make a decision on, you know, what you reflect upon and what you have learned. It has nothing to do with what anyone else says. Question 11. I think branding is all about, you know, just being yourself, really. And the South African market is quite conservative when it does come to branding. However, I think it is important that if athletes feel as if they want to venture in that path, that they do learn about it. At the end of the day, it is your choice. But it's another way to, you know, earn another income stream, and also just see the world, and, you know, partnering with different types of brands and can allow you to see the world and give you different opportunities and what you always wanted to do.